You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. From space age pop to indie country, a Cambodian rock band, and a lone multi-instrumentalist that is easier to put into a bucket of fried chicken instead of a music genre, this edition of Concert Connect is a smorgasbord of great live music, coming to venues soon across Northern California. Cap Radio host Nick Bruner, Andrew Garcia, they are those familiar voices who round up the best upcoming concerts within a reasonable drive. Hey, you two.
Hi there.
So rare is the moment where you can use the word smorgasbord in casual conversations. You hear what she just did?
I was so excited. I smiled when I typed it.
Yeah. Hi, Vicky.
Hello. Okay, so I'm starting off with you, Andrew. We're going in chronological order. And I love expanding my vocabulary with you when I do research on these artists. So I learned a new word, shoegaze, and that is when describing Sacramento artist Plum Anderson, which is kind of, as I learned, a dream pop, psychedelic music style. But the artist has been around since 2015. When did you first come across him?
I've been listening to a lot of local music and just trying to find some artists for concerts and maybe for Hey Listen and things like that. So I came across Plum Anderson, and shoegaze is one of the many genres I think you can say Plum Anderson embodies. You can add in, you add that with some pop music, maybe some of the weirdest parts of like Prince's catalog and David Bowie's catalog, and make it really funky and spacey and kind of lo-fi. And I think that gets you to the scratching the surface of Plum Anderson. It's pop music, but it's like experimenting. It's trying to push the boundaries of pop music. And I'm really excited about this show because sometimes Plum Anderson will occasionally play as like a solo act or other configurations. But recently they've been playing with like an entire 5-piece backing band, rhythm sections, flute, saxophone, keyboards, a lot of great stuff. And because there's so many genres, I have a feeling the crowd is going to be like dancing, grooving along 1 minute, maybe a little mosh the next minute. It should be really fun.
And they're going to be playing at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco on Sunday, August 20th. I went to their website and they described themselves saying that they were chosen by Rolling Stone as the best place to hear live music in San Francisco. I'm curious if either of you have been to Bottom of the Hill.
I have not. Indeed. A couple different times. It's a fun little spot, grungy, a great place to have a beer and watch some great music. And if you can't make this drive, Plum Anderson also plays in Sacramento a whole bunch.
Great. Well, let's listen to How Do You Do It by Plum Anderson. I get an 80s vibe.
Super 80s, yeah. Bringing the 80s to the now in the best way.
All right, so your next pick is indie country singer-songwriter Jess Williamson, Texas-born but based in Los Angeles. And she described her sound and new album as Linda Ronstadt turned minimalist and the chicks gone indie. What stands out to you about Jess Williamson?
I think that's a great description. What caught me is, because I often think of folk and country as sort of like the genres of nostalgia, you know, thinking back to the good old days and the past and things like that. And Jess Williamson's music has that nostalgic air to it, but it feels very new and of the now. It's like I'm nostalgic for yesterday. It feels very fun and new. There's so much going on. You'll have like an acoustic guitar singer-songwriter vibe, but that is over top of like an electronic program drum machine beat. And then in the second verse, like a little banjo will start creeping in. But then wait, what's that? It's a saxophone. There's a bunch of different things going on, and it feels of the traditions of the past of folk and country, but of the now.
All right, so Jess Williamson's going to be playing at the Starlit Room at Harlow's in Sacramento, and that's Tuesday, August 29th. So we're going to take a listen to her track, Time Ain't Accidental.
Leaving tomorrow, I don't have to, I just should. Once in a while, it's nice to be good. Odessa in an hour, call home by midday, but I'm soaked in your power. Turn around and stay. pretend it's our honeymoon. Put flowers in our hair. The way that I'm loving you is like it's gonna last. Picked you like a petal from a wild rose past.
I read you. I know it's about heartbreak, but it's quite romantic.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you're next. Dengue fever.
Yes.
That they've been around the block, actually. They've been around for 20 years. They were celebrating their 20th anniversary of their debut album. Mm-hmm. When did you discover this Cambodian rock pop band?
I think it was shortly after I started working at Cap Radio around 2007. Started doing programs around 2008. Dengue Fever's been around earlier than that by about 4 or 5 years. And I think we got the soundtrack to Sleepwalking Through the Mekong came in, which features them heavily, and the sound of Cambodia's psych rock. And you have a genuine Cambodian pop star fronting this band out of Los Angeles. That's a well-trod, you know, bit of information there. But it can't be understated that Chaum Nimal's vocals are singular and expressive and wonderful. And that over top of a healthy dose of psychedelia and space rock that just kind of gradually snakes its way across your eardrums. It's a fantastic, fantastic sound. And I can't wait until they get up on stage at Harlow's on September 15th.
Yeah, and I would imagine they have garnered quite the following. Would this sell out? I would imagine it's going to be a pretty good crowd.
I think it'll
month.
Be a pretty terrific draw. I mean, for people who, like, I think this next tune will help inspire some of those in attendance to get out there and buy a ticket. But yeah, I'm certainly excited about it.
All right, let's listen to their self-titled track. They sound great. And they're playing Wednesday, September 20th at Harlow's, right?
Yes, correct. So Wednesday, the 20th of September, that's 5 days after their newest album comes out. The new album is called Ting Mong. And the track we just heard, Silverfish, is one of two tracks that you can hear right now from that record.
Awesome. Well, tying a bow on today's segment is Buckethead.
Yeah.
And he wears a mask adorned with a KFC bucket hat. He's quite acclaimed guitarist. I mean, he's played with a lot of big names and even with a stint with Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah, he was the guitarist for Guns N' Roses, I want to say in the early 2000s. And yeah, Brian Carroll is his name. But the Buckethead persona on stage, he can turn on a dime between spacey jams and guitar shredding. This guy has insane fingerwork. 16 albums out under the name Buckethead since 1992. Innumerable appearances with other musicians, as you mentioned. He even worked with George Clinton on the soundtrack to Mortal Kombat from 1995. That film, which I just found out about for the first time while looking this up. His latest release is 28 minutes long. It's a single that came out in March called Dancing Soul. Eclectic begins to describe the Buckethead sound.
And so he's going to be playing at Ace of Spades on Wednesday, September 27th. Who is a Buckethead listener?
A Buckethead listener. Well, the man I spend most of my days sitting next to here at Cap Radio, Antonio Muniz, is absolutely a Buckethead listener. But I think anybody who really likes sort of like metal, squeedly-deedly guitar work is really going to get a kick out of Buckethead, but also people who may like the sort of like sort of almost new age music. It's impossible for me to express in the time that we have his ability to transfix a listener through both of those sounds in one piece of music.
And I would happily follow Antonio. He has wonderful musical taste. Okay, so let's listen to this track, Sea of Expanding Shapes. As always, thanks, Nick and Andrew.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky.
Cap Radio host Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia joining us for another edition of Insights Concert Connect. As always, you can listen to more modern music and catch Hey Listen on Cap Radio Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.